Welcome to Exchanging Secrets Podcast. I'm your co-host, Mindy Silva, along with
Karen Macias,
Julie Luna,
and Veronica Pardo.
And today we are talking about
all things holiday.
Sometimes that's fun. Sometimes it's stressful, but we're here to talk about it all. Before we do, we want to thank our amazing sponsors. Our first sponsor, Ada Arena, Arena Homes, helping you find your home loan. You can find her. Thank you, Ada.
Thank you, Ada.
We miss you today. You can find her on Instagram at The Ada Arena. We also have my husband and the amazing man behind the camera, Ruben the Realtor.
Woo-hoo, MVP.
Yep. Thank you so much. He is here to help you find your next home or investment property. And finally, thank you, comadre Shannon Laird, who's supporting the podcast. We're so grateful for your sponsorship. If you want to sponsor the podcast, reach out and message us as well. Well, ladies, this is an exciting time of year. Already thinking about the holidays and how much fun it's going to be and all the stress it's going to be.
I'm excited. You know, once Halloween was over, I was ready to just, you know, transition and start decorating.
Did you?
No. Thanks for asking. The boxes are still out. It's embarrassing to say that, but
she's excited.
I'm going to be very honest. You know, this is what the podcast is about, right? Just being real, being honest, and, you know, just busy with work and life. I still have those boxes out, but I'm happy to see those boxes in my living room.
One day you'll get to
it. They made it to the living room.
They made it to the living room. I'm in that transition. So my goal is when I get home.
Today.
Yay. I'm going to start decorating. Ooh. I'm super excited.
That's fun. I'm excited for you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, we started on November 1st. The first day we started decorating. Yeah. You did too?
Yes. I didn't think I would. I was going to, but my son was like, Mom, let's do it. I'm like, anything for my kids.
Anything for the kids.
So I'm like, Ivan, Hoyle keeps bugging us and he just loves it. Every year I'm like putting down, you know, my Christmas tree. He's always like so sad. And I'm like, Hoyle, next year. So I'm like, you know what? I'll give him another month. So it's just weird to see like my Christmas tree, all my decorations. And it's like November. I'm like, oh my God.
And it's maybe you should come over and help me decorate.
I can. Oh, I mean, it was just so easy.
And then when you're done, come over to my house and please help me.
Sure.
Because I'm not even close to any of that.
We can go decorate your house. Ruben and Alyssa, they were like, you think we could do it on November 1st? I'm like, November 1st? Because I usually do it right after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that weekend. That's what it used to be, but all of a sudden it's been advertised.
Eventually it's going
to
be.
You have to do it sooner and sooner.
Eventually it's going to be in October. October 1st eventually.
Yeah. October 1st.
And I feel like, you know what? I feel like they're advertising that because, you know, obviously people start buying sooner.
Yes.
You know, it's all about the money. It's all about the business. And advertisement does work because all of a sudden we're not waiting until after Thanksgiving. Now we're, you know, decorating after Halloween.
Yeah.
So that's where we're at.
You know what? I think some of it, it's a lot of work to put up, or at least ours is a lot of work to put up. And it's actually kind of nice because we'll get to enjoy it longer.
Oh, yeah.
Right. I don't feel rushed into the holidays now. I was telling my husband, I'm like, oh, I'll actually get to just relax that weekend after Thanksgiving now. Yes. Like, so it was kind of fun. And we're going to decorate Alyssa's bedroom. And she wants to do a pink. Her room's like Hello Kitty, all the pink stuff. And so I'm really weird about like my OCD and it has to be in a certain color palette, but her room, she could do whatever she wants.
Wow.
And so her room's going to be pink. She wants to do pink. She got a little pink Christmas tree. I think we ordered that last month. We've been shopping already for Christmas.
Wow.
Yeah, it's good times.
I'm really excited to start decorating. I've never thought of decorating our rooms, but hey, that's an idea for next year, Mindy.
Oh no.
This year, it didn't make the cut. I'll start ordering this year for next year. You know, it's just a lot of time that goes into decorating, you know, but I love it. At the end of the day, I think it's all about, you know, being in the spirit and doing it for your kids, I think, more than anything. Unfortunately, my kids are not that little anymore. And I feel like they used to get more excited, but I know they still get excited. They just don't express it as much.
Yeah.
You know,
that makes sense.
It's just they're in a different season. They're older.
They're in their 20s?
They're in their 20s.
Wow.
20 and 21.
Yeah. Crazy.
Mine are 12 and 13 right now.
Wow.
Yours are fun. This is a fun age too, right?
They love it.
What are their ages?
Prime time. 5, 7, and 8.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
No, they cannot wait for Elf on the Shelf.
Oh, yeah.
So you see, do that?
We're still there. Yeah, we're still there.
Oh, that's fun. I never did that. That. I feel like that never existed for me because it wasn't as advertised.
Mm-hmm. No. Right.
I feel like
social media has become more enhanced. So everything's like.
I was like, what is that Elf on the Shelf? What does that mean?
Well, first of all, that mom has to be on it. You had to be very organized and planning it out. Oh, no, back then there's no Elf. No. But even right now, with all the moms that do it, you have to really be thoughtful.
It's a lot of work.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen it on social media with the celebrities, with, you know, friends.
It's the whole thing.
And it's just like, wow, that is a lot of work. Maybe I should be thankful that it didn't exist.
But it's fun for the kids.
It's fun.
It is. It is.
It's fun.
And I wonder what it would have been if I did that, because it does look like fun.
Yeah. It's one of those things, like, you just embrace it, you know? Yeah, of course. It's like, there's been times where we're laying in bed and then we're like, did you move the Elf? And we're like, oh my God. And we're like half asleep. Like, shh, don't let them hear you.
Yeah.
But it's those moments, like, as tired as we are, but you just embrace it.
Yeah. Like, okay, well, make it happen.
This is a thing right now. So we have to.
Because it's a memory that they'll never forget. Mm-hmm. It's something that, you know, a lot of people are doing, and you don't want your kids to be left out. I'm pretty sure that the kids go to school talking about it. I don't know. I just imagine.
Oh, and again, you know? Some parents bring their Elf a lot sooner. So we're like, how come ours hasn't come? And I'm like,
when do you start yours? Wow. Is it December 1st?
I don't have a set date yet. It's kind of, okay, are we ready? Are we ready for the commitment? 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
I mean, it's supposed to be right after.
Again, it's kind of.
Do you make the.
It could be some show up December 1st, some show up mid
Okay.
December, yeah.
It's just whenever you want.
Oh, kind of. That's kind of nice.
It's the whole thing.
Has anybody started Christmas shopping? I have not.
Oh,
not
no. One.
I did.
You did? Wow.
Yeah, just a couple things. Just a couple things. I have not wrapped anything. They're still in bags.
That's okay. I have bags with no gifts in the bottom of the tree.
It's all about the decoration. Yeah.
I got to put the gifts in it next.
Yeah, but I started because, you know, advertisement. See what I was saying earlier. Advertisement just gets you. But I appreciate that it got me because I think it's easier to start early. That way you start accumulating, you know, little gifts here and there. But I try to be intentional. I don't want to buy things that are not useful. You know what I mean? Because I feel like sometimes, you know, throughout the years I've looked back and I've thought like, wow, I shouldn't have gotten that, you know, or this. It's just not useful. So I'm trying to be very intentional with my gifts.
I feel like it was easier when the kids were little to buy gifts. Like, a lot of things are exciting for them. Sometimes they're not as expensive. Like, mine are in that teen tween age, and everything they want is like really high price, like these high price brands and shoes and like AirPods and Apple this. And I'm like, oh my gosh, don't you just want a Barbie? Like,
do your kids send you a list of like a Christmas list?
I ask them to. So every year I would have them go on Amazon and make an Amazon wish list. I rarely go into a store to buy anything. Like, if you hit that age where you like, I can't order anything from you on Amazon, you get a gift card.
I don't like
shopping. I do not like shopping. Do you guys like shopping?
I don't.
I actually do. I love shopping because I love to see the product in front of me. There's a couple things that I don't mind buying on Amazon.
Like, you've always been that way?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We can't shop together. Because she's like, go, go, go. And I'm like, wait a minute. Let me take my time.
She's like looking at it.
Oh, that would drive me crazy.
I'm like, girl, do you want it or not? Let's
but
go.
But you know what? I love the experience. I just love the experience. The one day that I will be honest that I don't like shopping is like, you know, what is it called? The day
Black
after
Friday?
Black Friday. That gives me anxiety because it's just too crowded.
Oh, yeah.
And I was talking to my cousin, Muddy, the other day. And she was like, yeah, you can spend the night after Thanksgiving because, you know, we're going to have Thanksgiving over there in San Diego. And I'm thinking, wow, I should ask for the day off after Thanksgiving so I can, because she's like, you want to go shopping? I'm like, sure. But now that I'm thinking about it and talking about it, I'm like, shoot, do I really want to go? I don't know. We'll see.
And I feel like it's different now. Actually, like Black Friday, it's not the same.
Like, it's not the same. Like,
they start like
it already started. No, it already started.
Yeah.
It already
started. Thing,
so to me, like, it watered down. To me,
it
there's
is
no
watered
more,
down.
There's no more Black
very
Friday.
Watered down.
But
it's
I used to be
same.
All about it.
I feel like the sales back then, I don't know, like several years ago, used to be way better. Now it's like you go to Black Friday and you don't see a lot of sales. It's just kind of like mixed in.
Yeah.
And it's just not that good of a sale anymore.
Yeah. I have a random question. Anybody can answer. If you had to say, like, what is your favorite part about the holiday season? Like, what, I mean, because some of it can be a little stressful, and maybe we could talk about that next, but like, what's your favorite part? What makes you excited?
I love that question, Mindy, because I think at the end of the day, it's all about family. It's all about getting together with your family members because I feel like for us, we usually see our cousins.
Yeah. Our parents are normally holidays. In Mexico, so they leave us here. No, but we're normally used to going to San Diego and hanging out with our cousins or whatnot. But for me, it's just more like when I think about the holidays, I'm like, oh my God, a break from life, from like work and doing a million things. And it's just like, I'm just going to hang out with my loved ones, whether it's our cousins in San Diego or my intimate family here in Fontana. It doesn't matter, but it's just like that time where like we're just watching movies, just eating and just relaxing and
cozying.
Yeah, and time slows down.
That's my favorite part.
Time slows down, and just to hear like the holiday music and to just spend time, quality time, eat the favorite foods that you like, you know, and just I think I agree with Julie, you know, just moving away from like the busyness of life with work and the chaos and the busyness and the stress. I think that too is something I really appreciate.
For me, it's definitely the time off from work.
Get your 2 weeks.
I get my week off of Thanksgiving. One Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Oh, that's awesome.
I mean, don't forget the holidays. Thanksgiving's predator, right?
Yeah.
Still in November. So Thanksgiving and then the 2 weeks in December.
That's beautiful.
So that's my time to like disconnect and just be with my babies.
Aww. I usually do take the holiday time off. This year I won't because I'm in my new job. So I usually don't have that much time to take. So this year I'll just take the actual holidays, you know, that they give me. But next year I usually like store them all up so I can take that consecutive time. Because like you, like it's like really busy leading up to it. But I do, I kind of just like shut off and just like, I love being with the kids and going to find holiday things to do and hot chocolate. We usually will go, if you live in the Inland Empire and you're familiar with Thoroughbred, right? Mm-hmm. The Thoroughbred lights, we'll go and there's only like a small window where you can walk it anymore. They have you only drive it. Mm. So we'll go right before they close that window and we'll go walk and look at the Christmas lights. And then there's this one house in Fontana that is like a full display. They have
what
like a
street is it on?
Oh man, I don't know. You have to Google it in the newspaper. That's how I find it every year.
It's always the same house.
It's just one house in Fontana, and it's like kind of like South Fontana area.
Oh, my mom's house.
Didn't mean to scream in the play. But yeah, it's so fun because they have like fake snow and hot chocolate and they sell donuts and churros or whatever. And it's not too crowded. It's like literally you just walk up to the one house. So then,
it's not that one house on Sierra, right?
It might
be
scary. No, it's not scary.
No, that one on Sierra.
Yeah. Oh, you're talking about the one, the haunted house?
No.
The haunted house.
She said they're south. That's north.
Oh, okay.
She said south.
Oh, that's right. That's north. That's going up Lytle Creek.
No.
South.
Oh, so yeah, no.
I think, I mean, there's a couple houses that I can remember that are very lit for Christmas, but the biggest memory that I do remember going, I think our parents used to take us.
Where?
It's off of Carnelian up in Rancho.
The Thoroughbred lights.
Okay, so that's what it's called. So, yeah, I remember it used to, because now it's different. It used to allow all the cars to drive through every single street, and there would be like people selling hot chocolate, tamales, all of that.
Yeah.
But no, I've noticed
they stopped
stopped doing that. Yeah. And then they also stopped allowing people to get off and walk because you would
you have to go before the
season. So you said
there's
certain dates.
There's certain dates,
window.
So they'll tell you when the official season starts.
Okay.
And then I'll go right before the official season. So it's not as many homes. Like maybe there's like 80% of the lights up, not 100%. But it's still really great to like just go and walk around and, you know, be with your kids and have
That's
a good
always
time.
Fun.
Yeah. They do
a good job decorating those houses.
Brea does it's similar.
Oh,
so
nice.
We go to, we drive through the Brea lights.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Up there.
When I was growing up, it used to be the Chino lights. That was like
I remember that too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think we went there once. I don't know if you remember, but yeah, that was fun too.
My favorite thing when we would get together with my family was we would think of like holiday games to do. And so those are the funnest part where everyone's just kind of silly and laughing and and just having a good time. I remember my kids did this little one. I don't know if you've seen it, where you put like the Oreo on your forehead and you try to like move your face to try to.
You're making all those weird faces to get the Oreo cookie.
Yes.
I think one I went to Mexico with you guys during the holidays. Oh, during Christmas. Yeah. Yes. That was the first time.
Yeah.
The first time I ever went to Mexico, to Guadalajara.
What was your memory with that trip?
It was a road trip.
We literally drove for like 33 hours.
And that's when it was still the norm. It was still the norm for
back
people.
Back then, it was safe because it would be a group of cars
Still had the Astro vans or those big vans.
No way, the red ones.
I don't remember. You have the best memory. I forget details like that.
That was the highlight for me.
I don't know if you know this, Mindy, but she's in our family picture. Literally, we adopted her as our sister.
You knew that. You've seen it, right?
She's in our family picture. So she got to have the opportunity to go to Mexico in our, was it a truck, a van?
Caravan. It was a bunch of vans just going, and it was a thing because back then, that was your guys' norm.
It was.
That's a core memory because
your first time. Yeah. Your first and only time.
I was 15, first time leaving the country. Yes. With you guys.
Yeah. We were used to, since we were like 5, 6, my dad had had like
a son. That's huge for your parents.
Yeah.
To let you go in the holidays.
We grew up together.
They're my teenagers.
She's like our third sister.
Yeah. And that reminds me, I know it's going to be a little off topic, but because of Karen, I was able to eat Flaming Hot Cheetos with lemon for the first time in my life.
Oh my gosh.
For the first time in my life.
We had like a lemon tree.
We had a lemon tree. She would crawl up.
She
would climb up.
I said, go get the lemon.
My craziness started that young.
And we would eat like hot Cheetos. It's disgusting. Like it's a cereal.
We would go
with lemon
up to the roof. We would sit there and just eat it on top of roof.
Like, who does that?
We were like 15,
seriously.
16.
You know what? To know me, I guess life is an adventure, like, right?
Oh my gosh, this is the best thing ever. And now I'm like so against it because I'm all about health and eating healthy and clean. I still do eat flaming hot Cheetos with lemon, and I always think about Ken.
Yeah, she's going to put it in your stocking this year.
Always. I know it's a little off topic, but I just wanted to mention that because like we were talking about, we grew up with Karen, you know? Yeah. She went with us to Mexico for Christmas. My other family got to meet her, and they know her, and they would always ask about her. My grandma still asks about
it. Was the best.
She's always asking about
Because even
me.
Going, so you're asking me, what do I remember? Oh my gosh, so many things. Like just, it was, we would walk the streets, go look for food, because there's food everywhere. The barbacoa,
every
tacos.
Every corner.
I remember going to the catedral and all these things, right?
It was so convenient. It was across the street.
Yes. Yeah. And then obviously it's fun, like during Christmas, because los cohetes, the fireworks, whatever, we were just in the streets throwing them. I was 15. That's an amazing memory.
A vivid memory.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And we had a blast.
Your family always welcomed me.
I know.
We took her to El Rancho. I mean, everywhere.
What was it? Los alacranes or los scorpions?
Oh my gosh.
That don't sound fun.
Wait a minute. It was
adventurous.
Yeah.
You guys took me to the rancho.
And then I remember when we were driving
the night. Oh, no. We were too scared to stay in the house because there was...
Alacranes.
We slept in the car, but we were freezing.
Was
that Michoacán?
Yeah. No, she didn't go
to Michoacán.
No.
That was Guadalajara?
Yeah. Yes.
Let's call your cousins
Coyotes.
Right now. Don't know.
Okay, El Rancho Coyotes. It was El Rancho Coyotes.
It must have been.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I didn't know we had alacranes over there.
They're everywhere.
I know that we had some in Michoacán, but anyway.
I just remember we slept in the car. It was freezing.
It was cold.
But we were like, nope.
Oh my God, I remember. Yes. That was crazy. Yeah. I mean,
it was probably the first time I rode a horse. I mean,
we took her to Chapala.
My mom grew up in Chapala, and that's where my grandpa, lived with my mom's family, obviously. But yeah, I can't believe that you remember those little details.
Of course.
Yeah. See, she has
that wasn't
memory.
I didn't do that every year like you guys.
I know. We did it. We would drive to Mexico every year for Christmas. Every year.
Not anymore.
So not anymore. Because
we're older, we don't go. It's just our parents.
And that's when Shakira. That, like her first album. So we were just listening to them the whole way.
Oh my goodness.
Knew all her
and
songs.
And I'm still a Shakira fan.
And you were supposed to be there tonight, right?
I know. Today was her concert. She moved it. But yeah, we're going to have to buy her tickets again because we got a refund.
And this time we'll join.
Next year. Yeah, we should go together. That would be so much fun. But anyway, going back to our Christmas subject, we got a little off subject.
Okay, it's okay.
I think that was one of the biggest memories that I think we'll never forget growing up in our family, driving to Mexico for every Christmas.
I mean, we would go from Guadalajara to Michoacán and then Michoacán to Guadalajara. I mean,
isn't
it was just
crazy.
Yeah, and the craziest part is how we were driving a truck. It was a Nissan truck, Nissan, I don't know, what is it called? Nissan, whatever. But my dad would put like a table in the back, like a table, and then all of our maletas, our luggages would be in the bottom. So we were like sleeping for 3 days on the truck until we got to.
And we had pillows, we had blankets.
But there's no car seat. I mean, there was no seatbelt. We're just laying down. The thought of it is like,
did you ever do that?
So unsafe.
No way. Like, we
were real
like,
Mexicans, like
that's the norm. Like there's nothing.
The norm.
So now looking back, I was like, oh my god,
that's crazy.
Days in a truck, laying down to
so unsafe.
So anyways, that our tradition going back to
Christmas. Does that explain some of the back pains?
So our parents still go to Mexico, and we just stay back and we hang out with our cousins and our intimate family as well. So
nice. Yeah. Do you travel for the holidays, or you stay local now, or two normally?
Let me see. So recently we just been going with our, like our really close friends.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you stay local.
They've adopted us.
Aww.
We've
it's
been
like a common theme. You just keep getting adopted. Because
my family is very small.
Like, she's adopted.
Yeah. My family's very small. So they never, it was never a big thing.
Like, okay.
Never,
yeah.
I don't have a big family till I get together, cause we're all pretty spread out. Yeah. So then, for a while the tradition was, you know, with Orlando's family. And then recently it's just been more of a, like, our intimate
friends,
close friends. But then it's like we're family.
Yeah.
We
do.
Well,
that's nice.
Well, we learned friends are definitely.
Ya me invité.
Tú vente. They all know you.
Friends are definitely family, an extension of family. I know some people, you know, that's hard in the holidays, you know, if their families are far or they're disconnected. You know, so it's really nice when you can have friends that say, come along and join my journey or join my traditions. And, you know.
Yeah, I'll have a good time anywhere.
Everywhere. Yeah. Or you'll make it a good time.
Aquí viene la hondureña.
Okay. So those are the fun memories. But it also has a little element of stress, if we're being honest. Yes, right? So I remember, I think for me, there was two things that were really stressful. And one was we used to go to travel, like, the whole day on Christmas, and we had like 7 stops between all the grandparents, great grandparents, parents, like aunts, uncle, like all the different holiday celebrations. And Ruben and I would go to all of them.
Oh, wow.
And by the end of the day, I was exhausted and always like really sick. Like I'd end up just so sick because like somebody somewhere in those 7 houses, you're going to catch a cold, you know? So I didn't really get to enjoy a lot of New Year's after that because I was always sick. But we had said, okay, when we have kids, we're going to just like narrow it down so that we don't have to go through so many stops. Because as you know, when you have two, like you, my babies were back to back, and that was really hard to, you know, travel with infants and whatnot. So we narrowed it down and just like, okay, we just every year we just kind of try to like, okay, let's just do the core things so that we're not traveling so much. And the kids wanted to, they had hit an age where they wanted to like come home and enjoy their gifts. And we're like, oh, we can't because we're going to like 10 more houses, or whatever. And it was so beautiful because I mean, it was so much fun and there was just a lot of joy and they got so many, they were blessed with so many gifts, really. I mean, it was just an abundance, but some of that, like it was exhausting in the process. And the other part was the expenses, you know? You know, when I had a young family, like it was just so much. And so we've made a new tradition that like, after 18, like we don't actually do traditional Christmas shopping for you. It's like everyone 18 and below or under 18 or something like that.
That's a good idea.
To keep it more manageable. Yeah. And it also took out an element of stress. Because there were so many aunts, uncles, cousins, you know, like how far do you keep extending that?
Right.
That's why you do like the Secret Santa or the White Elephant.
Exactly.
With the adults, we do the White Elephant.
Versus worrying about all these little gifts for everyone. Yeah. I mean, I remember I did that once and it was just too overwhelming.
Yeah.
It was too stressful. Mm-hmm. So I think having the white elephant gift or the Secret Santa is
perfect.
More doable. It's perfect. Less expensive, less stressful. Mm-hmm. So I agree.
And I think eventually we'll start doing trips, like, since I'm off those weeks. Anyway.
Yeah.
Eventually. I think I was waiting for the kids to just get at a perfect age where they're all like,
And
we're getting there. So eventually I think we'll definitely be getting away during the holidays, even for a couple of days.
How fun.
It goes somewhere
Karen
warm.
Karen is always traveling. Yeah. I swear. Yeah. You can adopt me.
Can we travel with you, Karen?
I love traveling too. Girl. I just never think about doing that. I need to plan those trips.
I used to be a good planner.
You still are.
I'm going to hire you to plan my vacation.
You just took us to Cancun, and I was just like, what? We have a, how do you say that?
Itinerary.
Itinerary. I was like, this is amazing. So it's like, it was like, I don't know, like 10 of us or 15 of us. Hey, you get lost, you go back to that itinerary.
Itinerary.
Yes. Everyone that has ever
traveled with
Karen knows that there's one, and it's just the most amazing thing.
Like, okay, Karen, next trip.
Karen plans the best trips. Our first one, I think we talked about the bachelorette party, right, that you had planned. But Karen knows how to have fun and venture things that, like, I wouldn't ordinarily think to do or, you know, whatever. So, yeah. Can you plan another trip?
Thank you. We haven't gone on a trip, huh? We need to go.
You need to invite me. I'm publicly saying I've been inviting myself.
This year I've been put.
Okay.
We had a lot going on.
No, it was a lot. You have little ones. So when you're ready, I will always be ready.
She stays traveling.
No, this year.
I know, she's always traveling.
We did a lot last year, just a lot of events and
weddings,
a lot of things.
And all kinds. Yeah.
So then this year we were like, all right, we're going to just stay put. And then we've been remodeling and then just things.
Oh, that's a lot.
Just a lot going on.
Do you think the house will be done by Christmas?
Oh,
maybe.
Let me call my workers right now.
Contractors.
Can you be done for Christmas?
It's almost done. We're just everybody's slowed down because them too. Like they've had to take little breaks or
yeah.
So things have slowed down, but we're almost done.
Oh yeah, anything construction is a lot
never
of work.
Ending.
And I feel like the estimated date always gets pushed out.
Always.
Yeah. I think my saddest part is when I have to put all the decorations away. I usually put them after New Year's. I start to put them down. And my house is just black, white, and gray. So, like, the only time it has and like extra things is at Christmas. And then I'm like, oh.
And when I walk in.
Gone. Yeah. Sorry. The sparkle. Yeah. And then it all goes away. And I'm like, oh, sad. You know, but so I was like, I guess November 1st isn't bad because the rest of the year.
I think that's perfect. I actually like that idea. Next year, I just need to be more
on it.
Yes.
Yeah. And I can't promise it'll happen next year, but it worked out.
Exactly.
Have the kids started Christmas lists? Do they do that?
I already have my list.
Oh, they have
for
a list.
My kids. I didn't even ask. They just sent it to me.
Wow. Like,
okay. So, you know, I don't think I've bought anything from their list, but, you know, it's there. They already sent it. I didn't even ask. And yeah,
we'll go from there.
Yeah. We'll from my kids there. Keep asking me, we'll should see. I do a list? I'm like, yeah, go ahead and do the list. I'll get to it.
You know, one day.
I'll get to the list. Do they write letters to Santa and stuff?
They do. They do eventually.
Oh, that's cute.
But they're always asking for it orally. They've been every, Mom, I want this. I want them. Okay. Christmas is coming. I'm like, ooh. Maybe we should be writing it down.
Yeah. What did you want again?
Oh, wait. What did you want?
It's okay because when they're little, they'll change their mind up
exactly.
until like.
That's why I'm like,
Yeah, they don't really stay stuck on one thing that long, even my kids. So if I order it too soon, they're like, I'm already over that. And you're like, oh, that's fun. Yeah.
They've been asking for a dog and that's still up in the air.
Oh my gosh.
I know. We go back and forth.
We can have a conversation.
Oh, that's
we can
a have whole, a
conversation.
Best
advice.
Thing.
It's
Trust
like
me.
Having another child.
It is having another child. Absolutely.
Like I'm in between where it's like, I want that companion for them. It'll be perfect. But having three kids back to back, I mean, we're like, okay, right now we're barely catching like a break. And we're like, we're going to add another.
Yeah, because then you have to think about babysitting for the dog if you want to go on vacation or travel or move. Yeah.
That's exactly
almost like when your freedom is about to come.
Yeah. When you travel, it gets complicated because you need to either pay someone, you know, to take care of your kids or drop them off at one of those facilities, which is a lot more expensive. There's dog hotels we've looked into and we're like, no, that's too much money. So, yeah, you know, I have to hire my family members.
Mm-hmm. But we'll support you even if you decide to do it after all for Christmas. Well,
I know. It's hard because we're on the go a lot.
Yeah.
So I'm like, hold on.
So if you're on the go a lot, I don't recommend it. Unless you have a budget to hire someone to always take care of your dogs, it's literally having another child. It's hiring a babysitter for your dog, a dog sitter, because you have to have one.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Now, this is silly. Sometimes, you know, Ruben will ask me, like, what do you want for Christmas? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, I don't really think, I always, like, focused on the kids, But, like, do you guys, like, do that with your spouse? Or do you guys ask each other? Or do you still do that? Or is it more just like, no, the focus is the kids?
For me, it's a casual conversation. I sometimes tell him, you don't have to get me anything. But inside of me, I'm like, I kind of do want something. You know, because it's, you know, it's a holiday, you know, season, and it's like, you know, you get to that moment where everyone's opening gifts and you want to make it extra special for your children. Well, at least me, I want to make it extra special for them. And I'm such a giver that I honestly don't care if a lot of my family members give me gifts, because I get excited to see them open the gift that I gave them.
Yeah.
So going back to your question, it's a very casual conversation. And we focus it more for the kids and more for the people, for people outside of us. But at the end of the day, we both know, well, he says he never wants a gift. I always give him a gift. But at the end of the day, I think, you know, it's fun to get a gift too. Yeah. Why not? I'm not going to lie.
Are you listening?
We'll send this snippet to him.
Yeah,
he knows.
I already texted him.
I'm very open with him, and he knows me very well, so he knows.
Yeah One of the things I'd be remiss if I didn't say is that one of the greatest parts of the holiday is really being able to recenter my focus on Christ, you know, and I think about like the reason for the season, or
I'm,
you know,
celebrating it.
Why we're celebrating it. Yeah, because I do sometimes leading up to it, it can get very chaotic. And, you know, I can, like, I think like most people maybe just get lost in all of the messaging.
Yeah,
lost in the message or the meaning. But really it is, you know, a time to celebrate Christ's birth and what he did for us. And so that is actually what helps keep me centered sometimes when I'm like, you know, things didn't go like perfectly as planned. And I'm like, okay, but that's not the full reason for the season, right?
Right.
It reminds me to recenter and to refocus my, you know, my mind on Christ.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I agree.
Well, ladies, this has been a fun holiday session. Yeah. Thank you so much. And we hope to see all of you in our next one. Happy holidays.
Bye.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you, friends, for joining us. Tune in each week as we give you an intimate window into our decades of friendship and exchange secrets on how we are striving to successfully navigate life's challenges. Remember to like and subscribe to our podcast on YouTube and other podcast platforms. The content in our podcast is for information and entertainment purposes only and does not constitute medical, legal, financial, or other professional advice. Please consult with a professional for specific advice tailored to your situation. The views and opinions expressed by our guests and sponsors are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of Tell Me Your Secrets, LLC.